USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Gaza is getting pummeled by airstrikes as Israel prepares for a possible ground assault. The Israel Defense Force says it's mobilized about 300,000 reservists near the Gaza border and are continuing large-scale strikes on Hamas targets. At least 27 Americans have been killed, and the total death toll in the conflict is over 2,700. The United States and Qatari governments are halting a deal that would have granted Iran $6 billion in humanitarian aid.
Iran was going to have access to the money as part of a prisoner swap last month. However, U.S. officials now believe Iran might have been partly responsible for the Hamas attacks in Israel. President Biden faced pressure from lawmakers on both sides to stop the money from being used, and on Thursday was reported that the deal was frozen. I'm Dave Collins.
As of now, there have been no reports of violence in the U.S. following today's call for a global day of jihad by a former Hamas leader. Authorities in New York state that they are still making arrangements for pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Steve Scalise is bowing out of the race to become the next Speaker of the House.
I just shared with my colleagues that I'm withdrawing my name as a candidate for the Speaker designee.
He announced at a conference meeting Thursday night that he would be pulling out of the race following a day full of meetings with fellow Republicans. It appeared likely he would get the 217 members of his own party to vote for him on the floor, as a small number of conservatives appeared to block his path. Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama alerted Capitol Police earlier this week to what he called an attempt to encourage politically motivated assassination by former CIA and NSA Director General Michael Hayden. The former U.S. intelligence boss had suggested on social media the day before that Tuberville should be removed from the human race. Hayden later ridiculed what he called MAGA nuts who objected to his threatening language. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The Biden administration is arranging charter flights to help Americans leave Israel as the country is at war with Hamas. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters the administration is working to provide flights from Israel to sites in Europe for U.S. citizens and their immediate family members. The administration is also looking at helping Americans exit by land and by sea. The European Union has issued warnings to Meta and X regarding the dissemination of what it deems as disinformation following the Hamas attack on Israel. There has been a significant surge in Hamas videos on social media platforms directly violating the EU's regulation against online terrorist content. These social media companies have 24 hours to provide their strategies for addressing this concern. One suspect is in custody in connection with a shooting at Morgan State University.
Baltimore police have made an arrest in the mass shooting at Morgan State University that happened last week. Police arrested a 17-year-old male in Washington, D.C. on Thursday. He's been charged with multiple counts of attempted murder. Detectives have also issued an attempted murder warrant for 18-year-old Jovan Williams in connection with that shooting. Williams is considered to be armed and dangerous. I'm John Schaefer.
Israeli commando units are currently engaged in operations to locate weapons and hostages within Gaza. The Israeli Defense Forces officially announced this action today in anticipation of a large-scale ground assault, which is set to involve thousands of troops and tanks. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.